Kim Robinson, Executive Director, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And Jeremy Smith, GIS Coordinator, welcome as well.
Thank you.
And so first of all, tell me about the Truckee Meadows Housing Study. What were some of your key goals for gathering this information?
So we partnered with the Washoe County School District to be able to take a look at housing in our region, both the current state of it, but also where the projected future growth might be. We wanted to talk about household characteristics and how some of those demographic changes may shift the needs of housing in our community.
And one key finding of this study is that there is what's called a missing middle in the Truckee Meadows. What does that term mean?
So the term missing middle housing really speaks to a variety of housing types that aren't necessarily prevalent the way they used to be previously across the country. And that can range anything from, you know, duplexes, triplexes, various kind of denser housing units. So anything between kind of a single family detached house and a large apartment.
But the need hasn't gone away for this housing.
That's absolutely true. We looked at five housing types. We kind of broke the housing that's existing today into these five types and then forecast those five types into the future. And what we find is that we actually have a lot of potential for the kind of classic single-family detached homes on fairly large lots. And what there isn't a lot of in our potential is this missing middle housing that really can be a place where housing can become more affordable for folks.
Another factor at play here is that household characteristics are changing. Can you talk about some of the trends that you noted in your study?
Sure, absolutely. There were sort of three main groups that we looked at that are showing probably the most change. The first one is seniors. We're talking basically about folks over 60. Right now, they make up about 20% of our population, and over the next 20 years, that will grow to about 24%. And with seniors, their buying power and their household sizes tend to diminish over time. So that's going to have implications for the kinds of housing products that they need. Another big generation, up and coming, right, is the millennials. And millennials tend to have different preferences for housing. But what we're also seeing is that as they get older, their families grow larger, their incomes increase, then they will have probably a larger desire for single-family home ownership. So that's factored in there as well. And then finally, we looked at the Latino population, which is a really fast-growing segment of our population as well. They tend to have larger household sizes, but they also suffer from a little less buying power.
Your study found that when it comes to housing, many Washoe County residents are what's called cost burdened. What does that mean exactly?
It basically means that families are spending greater than 30% of their monthly income on housing costs. And so we have about 49% of our renters in the area are cost burdened, and I believe around almost 30% of homeowners are also cost burdened.
Who's being impacted the most by the affordable housing shortage here?
So really, what we have found is when we look at salary ranges, anyone who is making $60,000 or less a year in our region is effectively shut out from owning a home. And so that's roughly 55% of our population currently.
The findings that you've mentioned today are pretty stark. There are some real problems going on with housing in our community. How surprising was this process for you?
I was definitely surprised at how much of a cost burden there was out there, especially for renters. Also, that over the past 15 years, housing prices have increased by 62%, but incomes have only risen by 17%. I think that was a real surprise. And to us, it's also a bit of a call to action. We as a community need to work together to be able to provide a variety of options.
And looking forward, how much is the county's population projected to grow, and what would the additional housing needs look like?
Well, I like to start talking about population forecasts by kind of saying that they're all a point in time, and this information that we use to create a forecast is constantly changing, you know, as we get more real information about how the community is growing. When we did this study, we started in 2015, and we worked off of the 2014 Washoe County Consensus Forecast, which is a document that we prepare at the agency. And at that time, we were looking at probably about 128,000 people over the next 20 years out to 2035. Since then, the estimates have come down a little bit. But we like to talk about it in the sense that eventually we will hit that number at some point, whether a little few years sooner or maybe a few years later. And so what that translates to is about 50,000 new housing units over the next 20 years that we'll probably need to build to meet that demand.
How do you put those 50,000 new units out there? Where should they go?
We looked at two distinct scenarios of how we place those 50,000 units on the landscape. One is basically what we're calling the classic scenario. It's kind of a status quo where we're basically matching what built out over the past 15 years. So that's both where things were happening and also the kinds of housing products that were being built. But then we had a second scenario called, we're calling the McCarran scenario, where we looked at slightly more compact growth, 25% of those new units occurring inside the McCarran ring.
So those are two potential options, and part of the goal of this study is to help community leaders understand what may be better.
That's exactly right. We wanted to evaluate then those two scenarios specifically around regional service costs. So we looked at four service providers, the Washoe County School District, Truckee Meadows Water Authority, wastewater at the three jurisdictions, and also the RTC with transportation. And basically evaluated those two different patterns of growth to see which one would cost more for infrastructure. And what it turned out was that for capital costs alone, it was about a $780 million savings with the McCarran scenario.
And one of the things we took a look at in the two scenarios, you know, this $780 million potential difference is at a relatively small percentage. We're talking about 200 units a year moving into the McCarran ring out of a total of about 6,000 a year. So it's a small percentage that moves into that. So 200 a year over the 20-year horizon.
What are the consequences if this problem doesn't change, if we don't get on a different pathway?
Well, it's actually a problem that's facing lots of communities, but it's particularly severe here. So it's really this persistent problem. And what it means is that folks basically are just going to be spending more and more of their income on housing, and it's going to preclude them from doing other things.
Kim Robinson, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
And Jeremy Smith, thank you as well.
Thanks very much.